Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Tuesday, August 25th, 2020. In the Berlin House of Representatives, the CDU is calling for more tablets for schools. The vice head of the parliamentary group, Dirk Stettner, remarked yesterday that the almost 10,000 purchased so far and the 40,000 promised were by far not enough, as there are almost 400,000 students in Berlin who need to be equipped. He added that even if the 170,000 elementary school students for whom digital teaching and learning is only possible to a limited extent are excluded, there are still 230,000 students left, stating, quote, "We must finally take a big step and buy 200,000 devices. The Berlin Senate should put the money into education rather than into buying real estate." Stettner also called for more efforts to connect schools to the broadband network, which he said could be achieved in 1 year instead of the planned 4 years, stating, quote, "We need Wi-Fi coverage at the schools that enables 500 students to access the school cloud," adding that tablet PCs could be a useful supplement and bridge, stating, quote, "Such digital end devices with data plans do not need broadband. As a transition, this can ensure that everyone has the opportunity to teach and learn digitally." Berlin's Secretary of State for Education, Beate Stoffers, promised further efforts over the weekend to provide all students with tablets. To this end, she announced on Sunday on RBB InfoRadio that Berlin will launch an initiative in the Bundesrat in September, adding that every third child in Berlin lives in poverty, which is why it's important to finance mobile devices through social benefits. Since the beginning of the corona crisis, 9,000 tablets have been purchased for children in need. Stoffer said that another 40,000 student tablets would soon be ordered from federal funds. Overnight into Monday, a water pipe burst in Tempelhof beneath the underpass next to the S-Bahn station Attilastrasse. Spokesman for the Berliner Wasserbetriebe, Stefan Notz, told RBB24 yesterday morning that the damage to a 40-centimeter-wide fresh water pipe was discovered and the pressure raised the roadway by several centimeters. The Traffic Information Center has announced, therefore, that between Steglitzer Damm and Ringstrasse, Attilastrasse is fully closed to traffic until further notice, and Bivalgi traffic is also affected. Bus lines 184 and 282 will be diverted. Notz announced that the washed-out area amounts to more than 500 square meters and lengthy repair work is expected to last several weeks. In April of 2017, a water pipe burst at the same location. The underpass had to be closed back then as well, and after intensive repairs, it was open to traffic again. Notz remarked that it's no coincidence that there's been another burst in the same location, as the pipe dates back to 1900, adding, quote, "We would have liked to replace it on a larger scale back then, but the road traffic authorities only approved a smaller section in order to keep the duration of the closure within limits." Notz explained that the water companies have had this experience many times in the past, further criticizing, quote, "It is very often said that the damaged area is repaired and nothing else. At Tempelhofer Damm, for example, a pipe replacement project took decades to be approved by the authorities for fear of excessive traffic obstructions." Mayor Mueller has underlined the Senate's goal of creating new housing as quickly as possible. The SPD politician explained yesterday during a tour of several construction projects of municipal housing companies, quote, "We are continuing to work at full speed on new construction projects so that living in Berlin remains affordable," adding that the necessary investments will not be reduced even during the corona pandemic, stating, quote, "Building remains the most important instrument for affordable housing, alongside the purchase of apartments and the capping of rents." The new Senator for Urban Development, Sebastian Scheel of the Left, said that since the start of the 2016 legislative period, the construction and planning pipeline of the municipal companies had grown steadily to currently 478 projects with 62,432 apartments, and that the municipal housing companies are, quote, strong partners of the Senate for the common good. In this legislative period, the Red-Red-Green coalition had planned to complete 30,000 new municipal apartments, but with only around 25,000 apartments to be completed by 2021, this target will probably not be met. After a construction period of around 10 years, the extension of the U5 line in Mitte will go into operation this winter. Rolf Erfurt, head of operations of the Berlin Public Transportation Company, announced yesterday, quote, "We will open this line on December 4th, the day of St. Barbara, the patron saint of miners and tunnel builders." The 2.2-kilometer-long route closes the gap in the U5 between the Brandenburg Gate and Alexanderplatz. Passengers will then be able to travel between the Hauptbahnhof and Honau in the east of the city without changing trains. In addition to the two tunnels in the heart of the city, the stations Rotes Rathaus, Museuminsel, and Unter den Linden were also built. Initially, commissioning was planned for 2017. However, the building site in Mitte presented difficulties over and over again. Trains are already commuting on the short stretch between the Hauptbahnhof, the Bundestag, and the Brandenburg Gate. Russian blogger and Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny is under the protection of the Federal Criminal Police Office, or the BKA, here in Berlin. According to the law, the BKA is responsible for, among other things, the personal protection of members of the federal government, but also of foreign guests, for example, during state visits. The doctors of the Charité Hospital will not comment on the health of the Kremlin critic until his examinations have been completed and his family has been consulted. As Berlin Briefing reported yesterday, Navalny has been treated in Berlin since Saturday. 2 days before, he had fallen into a coma, and doctors in Russia claimed to have identified a metabolic disorder as the cause of his illness. Friends and colleagues of the 44-year-old, however, assume that he was poisoned and suspect that his removal from Russia was deliberately delayed so that traces of a possible poison were no longer detectable. Navalny was transported from a hospital in Omsk, Siberia, to Berlin at the request of his family, and the transport was financed by donations and the organization Cinema for Peace. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.